Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday, July 9th, 2024, and we are coming to you live. How's everybody doing today?
Good.
Woo. We're still down Gio. Gio's not back till Thursday.
Yeah. Well, must be nice.
Oh, what a bummer.
Taking off all this week and then all next week?
I think that was an inconvenient planning time for him.
It's a lot of burgers.
His wife is a teacher, so they can only really do things during the summer, you know what I mean? Like, go away.
Summer's like 3 months.
So why do you hate Gio?
I don't hate Gio.
Are you right over there, Mike?
I am. I've already made a joke about Gio, but...
Oh.
Your mic's been on the whole time.
Yeah, my mic has been on here the whole time.
I swear to God, I haven't touched anything.
Oh,
what was your Gio joke?
I don't know now.
Oh, my bad. Oh,
I'm going to have to sorry. Have like 38 seconds.
Yeah.
How am I supposed to remember?
Your mic was on.
Okay.
I promise.
Yeah, I don't know. I said something.
No.
And then you didn't respond, and that's when I was like, oh, okay.
Carmen.
I'm out.
I see the Carmen turn happening right now.
What?
I remember when everybody used to love you, and then they hated you. They're back to loving you again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. No like, one ever really hated me. There was one person.
No, I don't really mean hate you. Yeah. I mean like they love you, and everybody's like, "Oh, Carmen, she's so cute. Her laugh, and she's fun, and blah blah blah." Then you put a hot picture of Carmen up, and guys are like, "I don't know why she's so." Everybody says she's hot. She's not that hot.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. And they're like,
"Oh, what happened
mega.
To her?"
Yeah. Then I put up a clip yesterday of when that guy called and said that he hated you on the phone,
right?
And you just tore him apart, and now people are like loving Carmen again.
Yeah.
Like,
which I do appreciate the support, and I don't know if I told you guys this on air. I don't know if I told you guys this. He called back and he did apologize.
Oh,
yeah, he just said
pussy.
That. Yeah. He said that he had some family things going on in his life, and he just wasn't handling it well, and he took it out on me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was sorry. He even offered to buy me breakfast.
Wow,
like, Uber eats me breakfast. Yeah, very sweet, very nice. And I was like, it's totally fine. I get it,
Carmen.
And
it's a trap. He was gonna buy you breakfast, and then he's gonna be like, fat. Fed Fetty took breakfast.
She wanted his food the whole time.
Sabotage.
Mm-hmm. He's just taking pictures off of Bone TV. Look at her eating it.
I don't care. It's delicious. No, I did not take him up on it. I meal prepped so hard on Sunday.
So hard.
So I got a lot of food in my fridge that I have to eat.
Really?
And it's actually healthy. So it's, yeah.
Better you know what I ate last night for dinner? Sashimi.
Ooh.
Okay.
You need to eat a whale's amount of sashimi before you're full.
Yeah.
Did you eat any rice? Because that's the one with the piece of fish and the rice, right?
No, that's
it's
sushi.
Just
I just had sashimi and just the fish.
So Chad did that because, you know, Ian talked about doing the carnivore diet yesterday.
Right.
Chad and I did that for a month last year. And he started before I did, and he stayed strong. He did not, like, you know, stray at all. We went to sushi, and I was like, give me everything. And he did the sashimi, and we ended up spending double the amount for half
that's
of
the
it.
Thing.
Because it's just fish, and he was, and by the end of it, we got home, and he made a steak. And I was like, you son of a bitch.
You got to go to All You Can Eat.
Yeah, but even then, I went to All You Can Eat lunchtime a couple of days ago to the sashimi thing. And even that, they're like, you only get three types of fish. And really, if you start telling them at the fourth time that you want some more, they're like, come on.
Yeah, they take really long to bring it to your table. And they're like, oh, your time's up.
I go to this place that's in Clearwater. It's called Umami, U-M-A-M-I. And they have all you can eat. But they only do the sashimi at dinner. But it's well worth it because I'll go and I'll just pig out for an hour.
There is a Umami over here as well.
I've been to that.
Obviously, common name, but I don't know whether they're related, whatever. But yeah, that one's good. That one's really good.
That's my favorite
spot. I would get that on Uber Eats, and that's good. Yeah.
Anyway, Carmen, today is day two with no coffee.
For you?
Yes, but by choice. Like, I kind of felt like I didn't really want it anymore.
Okay.
But I got to be honest, yeah, right now I'm itching a little bit.
Uh-oh. Well, just remember, you have, like, a $5,000 state-of-the-art coffee machine in your house. Oh,
that's true.
Yes. I feel like Carmen comes in here when nobody's home and takes inventory of everything we have.
Nope, Robert.
11 refrigerators.
Carmen, that would be, you know, you're always talking about, you know, oh, side hustle and doing this. You could be like a forensic, whatchamacallit?
Specialist?
Information taker?
No. The forensic, the go through.
Scientist?
Accountant. Forensic accountant, yes. Jeez. Can get it out. Yeah, you could do that and then just go through Mike's house and add up all the stuff and tell him how rich he is.
There's already one CPA in the family. Can't be two.
CFO.
But anyway, it's not that I do it. Robert Kelly does it, and he goes on and on about your coffee maker, that it's in Delta lounges. It's in all these high prices. But I listen to Robert Kelly.
Yeah, but I need to make it. I can't have a hot. I don't want a hot coffee. I want an iced coffee.
You know what's so funny is my wife drinks iced coffee all the time, or cold brew. Right. Are those the same thing, or those two?
No, they're different things, but cold brew is
cold brew. Yeah, okay. Because I would get her iced coffee. She'd be like, give me a coffee. And I tell her, I go, please be specific. Tell me exactly what you want. But then I realize cold brew is the other thing. But anyways, so she drinks that all the time. So I was like, we had one of the Keurig ones at home. And she wanted a new thing. And I go, yeah, that's fine. Let me look up. So I look the best one. Best. On every list, it was number one or number two. You know what it was? What? Mr. Coffee. That was $19. No lie. Yeah. They rated the best one on all of them and stuff. She uses it all the time. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I like the pods because they clean themselves and it just goes away and it's easier. But I have never used the one that we have here. And I know what it is.
I was going to say, I bet your coffee maker does iced coffee. Iced coffee, like, because those makers do it. And if you have that nice of one that Robert Kelly says you do, which you do.
I need a lesson. I need a lesson.
But also, is there a big difference between making regular coffee and putting it in the fridge for a while, and then whenever you want it, you just pour it out of a pitcher?
No, if you make a pitcher of it and put it in the fridge, no.
Okay.
Yeah, I can do that. That's what Starbucks does. Starbucks makes a big pitcher, and they just keep it in the refrigerator.
Yeah. I'm doing tea.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Well, green I'm not tea. Gay.
Green, green tea and local honey. Mm.
Tea is good.
Yeah. I also do the chicken broth. I love the chicken, the little cubes.
Yeah.
The hard little rocks.
The bouillon.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's tons of sodium, but.
Like instead of tea, delicious. Like you're just drinking like soup.
Broth? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I love it.
Well,
it's literally sometimes you're kind of hungry, but you're not even hungry. So I just have some chicken broth, and I'm like, oh, that's nice.
That's delicious.
Well, so instead of doing that, what's actually really good for you is the bone broth.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to season it a little bit, but bone broth
doesn't taste as good.
No, but if you did bone broth with one of those chicken cubes, at least the bone broth has protein in it, so you're not just drinking salt, you know?
Carmen, I'm going to give you a...
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Oh, thank you. Uh-huh. I'll take it. Yeah.
I'll try that out.
Oh. So what are you getting, breakfast today?
I got to tell you, I got something coming up in news that's food related that I think you're going to be excited about.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And today's the day for
baby.
It.
Baby.
We do have food coming in on Friday.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Three Brothers just came to us.
Hell yeah.
They asked if Carmen was here. Mm-hmm. I think that depended on the amount of food they were going to bring.
What they bring.
Is she coming here or no?
No, I don't know.
Why
I don't
not?
Think so.
It's
weekend?
Not the last Friday.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah,
we have hard and fast rules. Yeah, it's Spanish's birthday. Burger guy will be back.
Birthday. Yeah, Burger guy will be back. Yeah,
I forgot about your birthday.
Why don't you see if Dizzy can run the board and you know, do that?
I will see.
Spanish, what do you want for your birthday?
You're him now. You're him and Carmen. You made fun of him for doing that.
Listen,
and now
I
you're
know,
doing the same
but
thing.
I feel like Spanish is in a different position. Like he could tell me what he needs for his birthday.
I'll tell you what he wants for his birthday, and he's not going to say it to you. Cash.
Well, that's what I was thinking, but I thought that's kind of a cheesy gift. That's why I was asking.
Like you still want gifts on your birthday, like, as much as you want money.
Listen, nobody's mad at cash,
right? Yeah. I get that.
If you gave me cash and then wrote me like a thoughtful card, that'd be nice.
Half of that could come true.
Well, it's a birthday request.
I'm not writing you a thoughtful card. I might let Hallmark write one for you.
You did ask me what I wanted. And
true, but
you.
I stopped at cash. That was good. You only had two gifts.
That's not two gifts. It's one.
Here's how you write the thoughtful card, though. You only have to write three things. you have the card and it says all this stuff and you go, you just put Spanish.
Yeah.
And then you put from Mike.
Right. God damn it. That's fine. I'll let Hallmark write it.
Can I tell you what you can do?
Oh.
They'll do this.
Put some bone broth in his face?
Yeah. No, say, right. Go to ChatGPT. Say, write me a thoughtful card for my
I don't want him to have evidence of thoughtfulness.
I'm just trying to help.
You are very thoughtful, which is why I think it's an easy request to write a thoughtful card.
Remember yesterday when you threw Ian under the bus for not paying Tom?
I did not.
And then he whipped it right back in your face.
I did not throw Ian under the bus.
He whipped it right back in your face when he came
not.
In here.
And he told fibs, and they were not true.
His butter is delicious. That's all I'm saying.
I have to tell you, that was second to the story of the guy stealing the weed outside. Yeah. Because you said, the minute you said butter and water, Ian's face lit up, and I went, what could this be all about? What could this? I was like, save this for the air. Something's going on.
I had no idea. I sat in the garage for like 4 hours wondering what the hell happened.
I opened my refrigerator and stared at a stick of butter and wondered how people eat it straight.
It's delicious. It's delicious.
Yeah.
It's like eating salty glue.
No. What? First of all, you don't eat glue. You eat paste. And like, paste is also delicious.
Eat a chunk of butter?
And it's creamy.
Like, I don't mean put it in something. I mean, like, just eat the butter.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I could see why people would think that's gross.
Yeah.
Until you do it. And then you're like, I want
to
eat more butter.
Listen, if I butter a piece of bread or a roll or something, I'm putting a lot of butter on there, but only because it could be sandwiched between something else. I'm not saying it's you're gross. The idea of it is just gross to me for some reason. I can't get past it.
When I was doing that that diet, the whatever, I can't remember what it was, but when we were getting yelled at by the doctor, I was having to make a certain amount of calories and I wasn't hungry, I would just eat pieces of butter.
Oh! Yeah.
And it was...
That can't be right.
It was really good.
My doctor has me on a strict diet of butter.
And then when I was like reintroducing bread into my diet, I would just take a big bite of butter and then just a little nibble of bread.
I could feel it in my mouth when you said
it's delicious.
It's not delicious.
It is, yeah.
But the other thing is, you got to remember, it's good butter. It's not like the Betty Crocker or whatever that comes in.
Country Crock
that comes in the tub. Yeah, you're not just eating scoops of that.
Yeah.
What do you mean, then? Kerrygold Amish roll butter
is really good. Anything that's like grass fed, that comes from grass fed cows, basically.
If you really want to church it up, you do a little butter and then you melt it just a little bit and throw some honey in there and mix it up.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Now you're making good butter soup.
My gosh, it is
put a bullion cube in there.
It is a delight.
I watched, did you know it was Shark Week? Remember when Shark Week used to be a big deal?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now it's like,
Shark Week was a big deal until that guy was in a foot of water and he was like, sharks never attack you at this end, and bam.
Yeah. I saw a video of Clearwater Beach, and did you see it? The shark just swimming through the people?
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is shark season.
Yeah.
But also, I mean, that's where sharks are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're in the water.
Yeah, but everybody assumes they're out really far.
You should assume that anytime you're getting in water down here in Florida, you know, obviously if it's not a pond or a lake or something, it's probably a shark nearby.
Mm-hmm.
Be
careful.
Sharks
and gators, yeah. In all the waters.
Yeah, yeah. If there's not sharks in it, there's gators.
What would you rather get bit by?
A shark or a gator?
Yeah.
Ooh.
A shark.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Shark will bite you and go.
Yeah.
They roll you around, drown you.
I don't know, but sharks are just taking stuff off, too.
Yeah. Well,
I don't mind.
I did watch Shark Week last night, and it was pretty... I watched two things, and it was pretty amazing. One, they built a giant whale carcass, and they manufactured one in the belly. They made it like clear so that you can go in there, and the divers would go in there and go in the water, and then they were... filming and testing sharks from the belly of the fake whale.
That's cool.
To which the sharks thought it was a real whale and decided to attack it and ripped its fin off. And they're like, oh, this is great. It's attacking. I'm like, you're in there.
Yeah.
You're in there. And then last night they went in a cage and they went down. And I mean, these sharks were 18 feet great whites. Yeah. And they were striking the cage. Oh. And these people are like, this is so exciting. I'm like, you people are dumb.
Yeah.
It would be so exciting if they nicked one of you. Oh. I would love it. It was great.
That is one of those ones you can't explain away. Well, how did you get bit by the shark?
Yeah.
Oh, we built a giant whale carcass and we got inside to pretend like we were its guts.
Yeah.
A shark came and bit. Well, you deserve that. You're an idiot.
They have some really good footage of the shark jumped up and ripped one of the fins off and then was tearing the fin apart in the water, and the shark was getting mad because it wasn't food, and the shark was pissed off.
That's the most amazing thing. Whenever they catch on video, whenever a shark comes up, like for a seal or something, and bust out of the water like it's a big giant missile with teeth.
That's what they were doing last night. So they put this giant fish on a line, and they dropped it in where the sharks were, and the shark would swim around and then go after it, and then they pulled it up really quick, and they pulled it out of the water, so you see the shark, how high they would jump out of the water. That was pretty scary to watch.
Yeah.
The only thing that's scarier to me than that is when they have like the photos or videos or of people surfing or boogie boarding, and when the wave crests, you can see the giant shark in the background. You're just like, oh my God.
That's crazy.
Thanks. I'm going to the beach for a week next week.
Oh, you're going to have a blast.
I don't like the beach. I don't like it because it's hot and you're in the water and you're like, oh, we're in the water. It's nice. Mm-hmm. Then you get out of the water and you're immediately covered in sand and gross, and you feel that seawater on you. And I'm like, this is good. And there's no service on this beach.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think you're more of a cabana pool person. That seems more, because that way you don't have to deal with the sand. You can go. You're always near the sand and you can go that if you want to. But otherwise, you can just, and you got shade if you want. You got the TV there. You got drinks, everything else. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's much better.
Yep. Yeah. I'm with you. Cabana pool guy is the way to go.
You got to call Morgan up and get him to hook you guys up.
Morgan did not have any cabanas. He just had the seats.
Yeah.
And I did not like it.
An attitude.
No, he was all right. It was my wife with the attitude. Yeah. I sent her that picture of that cake. Oh. And I said, the one that said, I'm sorry for what I did yesterday. It was 109 degrees out. And she goes, I'm not sorry. I'm not doing that. I was like, oh boy. Oh boy.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Carmen?
One second. Cernak and I are trying to figure something out.
What's going on?
You guys are echoing here in studio.
Oh.
And I can't figure out where it's coming.
Meow, meow, meow.
So can you guys just keep talking?
No, bad thing.
Is it that? Okay.
Today?
Oh, hello.
Got it. So it is my camera. Or the pad.
Way to go, Joe.
Way to go, Joe.
Wow.
I just couldn't figure it out because I was trying to listen to the show, but also try and follow the echo.
Carmen, tell Mike Cernak I said hi, and I know he's super busy, but if there's any chance, I'll try and text him later.
I got you. Yeah. We talked about that today. Okay. So I already did for you.
All right. Thank you.
Do you know Mike Cernak, our engineer, is only 27?
Wow.
Oh, man.
He just looks so great.
He just looks worn out because of all the work he has to do.
It was a rough 27.
I will tell you, for you people who don't know, radio engineer has got to be the most stressful job.
Radio engineer has to be one of the most stressful jobs and one of the most, you can, almost all of them are exactly the same.
Engineers? job, yeah.
Radio engineers, everyone I've ever met, are almost exactly the same.
They're very practical people.
Yeah.
They're very practical. They're smart, but nerdy, but...
And if you're friendly with them, it's great.
Yes.
If you're just kind of acquaintances, you get a lot of that. Yeah, a lot of that is a response.
It'll have to wait.
Yeah. But also, I'm going to tell you right now, I do not know a lot about computers. I know how to send emails, and that's about it. That's about where it ends. So whenever I talk to them and they go, well, did you do this? Restart it? I go, I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
Can you do it? And they...
Stupid.
Remember Jimmy Fallon used to do the IT guy? It's a lot of that. Move! And then let me get in here and they do all this stuff. And I'm always absolutely amazed whenever they can remotely get on my computer and start doing stuff.
So scary.
Yeah.
Nothing's better than when I just look down and there's a mouse moving and I'm not touching the mouse and there's an arrow on my computer. Oh, things are happening.
I don't like it.
Well, and I eat butter and everything is much better.
Oh, man, that butter's so good.
727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025 are the phone numbers. I heard the promo this morning for the Imposters of Rock.
Yes.
Which Pitbull Toddler will be playing on.
Yeah.
Along with Slippery When Wet, the Bon Jovi cover band, and Miles Sean, Neil Sean's,
Sean.
Sean, Sean, whatever his name is. Neil Sean's son from Journey, who looks exactly like him. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
He shreds, and he looks exactly like him. I feel like, how do you feel about that? Like, is it cool that you're in a cover band of your dad's music, or is it kind of like, I don't know, because he does his own music.
Yeah, he does his own music, and Neil's still alive.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And Journey's still doing very well. They're touring and doing all this
stuff. I think they're going to be okay.
But like I was saying with Jason Bonham, John Bonham, he goes out and does Zeppelin stuff. And it's, I mean, I think it's kind of cool, and it's a good gimmick.
I feel like Jason Bonham is a tribute to his father who died too early.
Right.
And was a legendary drummer.
Yes.
I feel like this guy is like, I didn't really want to go to college, so I'm just going to play my dad's music in the band.
Or yeah. Is it he actually thinks his dad is cool? Like, you always ask celebrities when their kids know that they're cool.
Yeah.
Like, this kid has always thought his dad was cool.
His dad's always been cool.
Right.
His dad has been cool since he was 15 years old,
yeah.
And Carlos Santana would pick him up to go and jam because he played in Santana's band when he was like 16.
But that's so what I'm awesome. Saying. This kid grew up around it and actually like thrived in it and loved it and was like, my dad is cool. I want to be just like him. Oh, I can't. Guess what? I'm going to pay tribute to him.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad thing. I was watching Wolfgang Van Halen play yesterday. That kid is effortless in his talent.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. It's amazing. And how perfect he plays everything, too. Yeah. Like, even whenever he did the Taylor Hawkins tribute and went out there and played Van Halen stuff,
yep.
And he just nails it. I mean, it's so good.
I mean, that's got to be in your DNA, right? You don't just learn all of that.
Yeah, I would say there's definitely some DNA there, but it's also you're taking lessons from Dweezil Zappa and from, you know, Eddie's obviously showing you a bunch of stuff, and every guitar player idolizes your father, so they'll show you whatever you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's definitely, but he's also an unbelievable drummer and bass player.
Yeah.
And he's a great singer, you know? Yeah, so he can do everything.
Just a little fatty.
Michael, we have a caller on line one you might want to check out.
Oh.
I feel like I don't want to check it out.
Okay, well, I could be wrong.
How is his leg? How is this caller's leg? Yeah.
Hello?
It's like butter.
Ooh, eat that. Eat the stuff scraped off his leg.
What up, LT? You sound good.
I'm great.
You know, I thought you were dying. They moved you to ICU.
No, I had a panic attack.
Oh. What were you worried about, Bobby Tiger?
No, I was... Sometimes I have panic attacks.
Okay, me too.
All right.
I'm out of ICU.
Do you love the hospital?
I love it here.
Yeah. Right? It's nice and clean. Everybody's waiting on you. You get food whenever you want. They're taking care of you.
You're not going to believe this, but the other day I was in the hospital, and these two people from the hospital came up to me and said, "Are you Love Tiger?"
Oh.
So I think people from this hospital listen to this show.
Yeah, I would imagine we're very popular.
When that happens, Love Tiger, just yell HIPAA and then roll over.
Do you know that happened to me? Years and years ago, I went to the emergency room. I ate an apple, and it was stuck in my chest, and I felt like I was having a heart attack. And I went to the emergency room, and my mother worked at the hospital at the time. And my mother goes, two nurses just came up to me in the hallway and said, "Your son's in the emergency room." And she goes, and I said, "You just violated his HIPAA. So, LT, what's the plan? What's going on?
Well, I would be discharged very soon.
Oh, no. What are you going to do?
Do what the doctor said. Do the stuff two times a day.
No, I mean, I'm talking about going back to living at home.
Well, I'm going to talk to the DCF person again.
And what did they say to the DCF person?
They said they're going to ask questions about the house.
Okay. All right. Love Tiger was very adamant that I stopped trying to fix the house and let DCF handle it.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
All right. I'm out. I'm just letting you know I'm out.
Okay.
From your direction, I'm out. I'm going to follow your direction.
Good luck with all the tigers that you have at the house.
There's no tigers in this house.
Why do you keep saying that?
Sorry. He's told you a million times. No tigers. Just him.
Now, have you been getting visitors?
My mom is coming here every day after work.
Yep. Just checking on you?
Yeah.
Is she using the bathroom while she's there?
No.
She's stealing your Jell-O?
No.
Okay. Are you using the bathroom while you're there?
Yes, of course.
Yeah. No more having to go in bags.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, how are your feet looking?
It's getting better every day.
Oh,
not the doctors.
I'm talking about your feet, like your toenails and stuff.
Well, they're getting better every day. They're getting cut now. I can bend down more.
Oh, good, good. When I was a kid, my mother told me that you can't have skid marks in your pants because if you ever got an emergency and they had to look in your pants, you had skid marks. And that would scare the hell out of me. I didn't want anybody to see that. So I never had dirty pants. So I'm just saying, you should always cut your toenails just in case you go to the hospital.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is all this equipment that I'm hooked up with right now.
Oh, man. What are those doing to you?
I have a monitor on my heart, checking my heart rate.
Right. How's that been? Pretty good?
Yes.
Okay.
They come and check my blood pressure every other hour.
Right.
I have IV in my right arm.
Oh, man.
They put Lasix and stuff like that in my arm.
Yeah. Yeah, you're peeing?
Yep.
Do they have a catheter in it, or do you have to get up and go to the bathroom?
I can get up and go to the bathroom. I can walk now.
Yeah, good. I'm glad. I feel like if it wasn't for us, you'd be
dead.
You'd be dead.
Yeah, I'm very grateful that you told me to go to the hospital, and I went.
I'm very grateful that the pool guy drove you to the hospital.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something that I know you're not going to want to talk about?
Okay.
I'm very mad at Bobby Tiger and Ryan Tiger. And Mama Tiger.
It's not Ryan. Brian. B-R-I-A-N.
Yeah. All right. Don't yell at me. I'm very sensitive.
Sorry.
I'm mad at Bobby Tiger, I'm mad at Brian Tiger, and I'm mad at Mama Tiger for not taking better care of you.
And I'm upset. How do you think I feel?
Yeah, I do. I feel your pain.
You think I want to live in a house like that? Absolutely not.
I know, and you don't deserve that. You deserve better.
I know I deserve better.
Yeah. Well, I hope you get out.
I hope so, too.
What if they want to put you, like, in an assisted living place? That sounds like a pretty good deal, right?
Right.
And then you
the
walk
problem
around.
Is I don't have Medicaid or Medicare, though, still.
But you will apply. You will get it.
Later this morning, I'll be calling to find out about that.
Yeah. You probably should have somebody call for you.
No, I have a phone in my room now. I could call myself.
Oh, all right. I'd love to hear that conversation. Well, maybe the DCF lady will help you.
She's a nice person.
Okay, good. All right, well, I'm glad you're doing better, Love Tiger.
Yes, sir.
When are you back on the radio?
Hopefully, I need some rest before I do that.
All right, I got you. It takes a lot out of you. Yeah. I feel you.
Yes.
Now, are you in a room by yourself?
Yes.
Okay. How's that hospital? Pretty busy?
Not the floor, not the section I'm in, no.
No. What about any good-looking nurses?
There's a couple.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know the nurses, they like to scope out the patients.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Yeah. Get it. Get it, Long Tiger, get it. Your pickup line should be, hey, you want to see the before and after pictures of my leg?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think, are we still going to do big cat rescue?
Dumb cat
rescue.
Dumb cat, yeah. Putting my face on a shirt like a tiger.
I mean, I don't know. Since you don't want us to fix up the house anymore, really, we're raising money for nothing.
But I like Galvin's idea.
What was the idea?
It was
to paint my face as a tiger and put my face on a shirt. Dumb cat rescue.
Yeah, or you just want the shirt. You don't even care about the money.
No, I care about the money.
But we're raising money to fix the house. I mean, I guess it could go to medical bills. I don't know whether he pays or we pay.
We're paying for it, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, we'll talk about it in our...
But the food here is great, too.
I bet it is. Yeah. You're the only one saying that in the whole hospital, I guarantee you. What do you eat?
This morning, my breakfast this morning will be scrambled eggs, potatoes, and toast.
Oh, man.
And a coffee.
Nice.
This poor guy. Yeah. If you're loving hospital food, man, that must have been terrible. Like, what would you normally eat at home?
Air-fried stuff for the air fryer.
Like what? Like, you get up in the morning on a Tuesday morning at home, what would you make?
I would make English muffins.
That's it?
All right.
And a coffee.
Uh-huh. No eggs?
He'd have an English muffin with some of the black mold off the... Put it right on there.
Any of that leg butter you put?
No.
So you don't have any eggs in the house?
Yes, I do.
All right. Listen, I'm concerned.
I don't feel like eggs.
All right.
Sometimes I have a bagel with a cream cheese. I have that in the morning.
It's not cream cheese.
It's not. It isn't.
Not Galvin. It's
Galvin.
Cream cheese.
Come on, Galvin. Sorry.
Tigers only eat cream cheese.
So I just wanted to call in and give you an update.
Well, I'm glad you're doing better. You sound a lot better. And I'm glad you're not going to die.
I don't want to die.
I don't
want to live on this planet for a few more years. A
few more. You got a few more ahead of you.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Before the black mold takes over your lungs.
Okay. So this is LT. I'm out.
Oh.
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 Benny hangs up.
Okay. Right. Okay. Wow. Signed off and everything.
I like new LT. New LT is...
Man.
He's very assertive. He knows what he wants. And hey, ladies, if you're listening in the hospital up there in Spring Hill, he's single.
That's right.
So if you're wondering, if you're like, what is that piece of work over there? Is he taking? He must be taken. He's not. Believe it or not, he's single. Yeah,
that's right.
Feel free to make your move. Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. We got Sporkle when we come back. Carmen will tell you what we have to give away, and we'll do it next. This is Mike Calta Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show, The Mike Calta Show. Now, a bone traffic update from the Farrah and Farrah Personal Injury Attorneys Traffic.